The small intestine is not small, and it's not easy to examine. Sandwiched between the stomach and the large intestine, it is, in an average adult, 7 meters long and 2.5 centimeters thick. Getting a picture of it with X-rays, magnetic resonance imaging, or ultrasound is limited because of safety issues, accessibility, or low resolution. University at Buffalo researchers wanted to get around those problems, says Jonathan Lovell, assistant professor of biomedical engineering.
We thought it would be interesting if we could make some type of thing that you could drink and it would pass through your intestine without getting absorbed into your body, so it would be safe.
The scientists created a drink they call nanojuice. It's infused with microscopic nanoparticles, which contain molecules of a dye that absorb light from the infrared spectrum.
That's the area of light that passes through your body the best. If you've ever held up a flashlight to your hand or your ear, you can see the red light shining through. That color of light can get through the body the best. So we made the nanojuice to be that, absorb that color of light.
The researchers gave the nanojuice to laboratory mice, then scanned their abdomens with a harmless laser light in an imaging process called photoacoustic tomography. Lovell says what they saw was an unparalleled view of the organ.
You can actually see the intestine motor patterns. You can pick out how the intestine is working in real time without any kind of invasive procedures.
The nanojuice passed safely through the gut without being absorbed or degraded. Lovell hopes to move to human clinical trials in the near future, which he says could ultimately lead to better understanding of how the intestine works.
To try to help people, you know, shed light on not only disease diagnosis, but also treatment, and see if the treatments that are being prescribed by the doctors are affecting the disease that people have in the gastrointestinal tract.
Lovell says his team has made the nanojuice in 4 different colors, which he says in theory could be used at the same time to look at the disease tissues as the nanojuices move through them. The work is described in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.